The state broadcaster China Central TV has changed its programming schedule to give extended coverage of the earthquake and the ongoing relief effort in Sichuan Province. CCTV 9 is China Central's English language service.
CCTV 9, China's only English language news channel,
has also sent rescue teams to the disaster areas. Johnny Kwan.
The Chinese premier says saving lives is the top priority.
This is Dave Robinson. The death toll from Monday's earthquake in southwest China's Sichuan province has climbed to nearly 10,000.
Melinda Liu is the Beijing bureau chief for the weekly Newsweek. She says what's unusual is the speed of the Chinese media's reporting.
The media is more on the ball, breaking news coverage on state TV, and press conferences revealing of statistics much more closer to real time than what we've seen normally in the past.
It's only been a year since the government of China has allowed the media leeway to give timely and accurate accounts of natural disasters. For most of post-revolution China, everything from rail accidents to earthquakes were considered state secrets. This ended after the bad publicity China got when local officials tried to cover up the extent of the SARS epidemic in the spring of 2003. In Sichuan, cameras have followed the efforts of the thousands of Chinese soldiers involved in the rescue work. It's also made sure that Chinese people knew that officials were involved in the rescue and the recovery. Premier Wen Jiabao, China's second highest leader, is front and center. Today, he traveled by helicopter to the epicenter of the quake. He repeated that the entire machinery of government is mobilized to help. Accompanying the footage of the hardworking rescue teams, there's been dramatic, compelling footage of the suffering of the people. Contrasted with the coverage of China's last major earthquake that leveled the city of Tangshan in 1976, coverage of the Sichuan earthquake has been extravagant. Back then, the coverage was brief, dry, and uninformative. Even today, it's not officially known how many people were killed.